You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today, dear Dr. Burton, the Bible says that we are made in God's image. What exactly does that mean? Now, of course, the text to which you refer is Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, which says that God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." Before we take a stab at trying to determine what it means, let's just exclude what it doesn't mean. Now, it doesn't mean that humans were made like little gods. I say that because when we look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, we see that the line that the serpent gave to Eve was that if she ate of the fruit, then she would be like a god. Now, of course, if God made her a miniature replica of him, this temptation would have meant absolutely nothing to her. We can also look in the New Testament in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, that favorite memory text of many, which says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God," according to the King James Version. Now, the term "form of God" in the Greek is morphe theou, and we see that's juxtaposed with the form that Jesus took, the form of a slave, morphe doulou. And so the morphe theou, the form of God, is obviously different than the form of a servant or the form of a slave that Jesus took. And so when we see that Jesus identified fully with humanity in the incarnation, some may say transformation, he did not become a little god in a sense, if I could look at it in the strict sense of transformation, but he in fact took upon human flesh, which is very different from the divine nature. Now, we can also say that it doesn't mean that God is a giant replica of us or a giant prototype of us. We know, for instance, that God is spirit, according to John chapter 4, verse 24. And spirit is not confined to flesh. Spirit does not have blood and bones and sinews and everything that humans have. And so it could not mean that God is some, 1 million foot human being who is walking about all over the place. And so having sort of put to the side this whole understanding of image and likeness having to do with us being mini gods or God being a gigantic man, what can it mean? Well, image and likeness appears to refer to the ability that humans have to reason and make moral choices. This is probably the reason why, above all creatures, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, humans are commissioned to be God's co-regents on earth. We have something special that no other created being has. Now, of course, when we look at the original way in which humans were made, however, we do have to take into account that after the fall, the original image that humans possessed was tainted. In other words, however Adam and Eve were before sin, that's not how we are now. For one, God made them to live forever. They were made immortal beings. And it's only after sin that death becomes a part of their reality. And so after the fall, the image was tainted. And so we cannot really say that those of us who live in 2006 have the same image and likeness of God that Adam and Eve did at the very beginning. However, according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and following, although we have a tainted image, the Christian can claim that perfect image, that creation image, through faith. John says, "Brothers and sisters, now are we the sons and daughters of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, when he returns, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And so we can speculate on what image and likeness means. Of course, I've put forth that it probably refers to the ability to reason and make moral choices, we've fallen from that image. But of course, at the second coming, when this corruptible puts on incorruption, this mortal puts on immortality, we shall once again be restored to that divine image. And of course, questions like this would not be necessary, because we shall know even as we are known. I trust this helped, and tune in again next week for another edition of Real Bible Answers. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.